USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Over 60 people had to be decontaminated after a chemical leak at a Texas amusement park. The incident occurred Saturday at Six Flags Splashdown outside of Houston. Authorities say an airborne chemical leak caused guests to experience minor skin and or inhalation irritation. 26 people were sent to hospitals for treatment. The park was closed down for the rest of the day. And the largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has become one of the biggest in the history of the state of Oregon. The Bootleg Fire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor has provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. The Bootleg Fire has so far destroyed 21 homes, with authorities listing more than 5,000 as threatened. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Centers for Disease Control say the unvaccinated are driving a new rise in COVID cases. But some health officials also say that misinformation about COVID and its vaccines are helping drive the spread. Brad Bernards reports.
With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. This is Dr. Tyson Bell, medical ICU director at the University of Virginia.
I think one thing to really discuss is the misinformation that's really out there. I think that's really been a pandemic in and of itself. The fact that people are getting inaccurate information that leads them to believe that the vaccines are either unsafe, they're not effective, or they're not necessary.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And three of the Texas House Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. to stop a vote on Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this week that he wants to bring a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill to the Senate floor for a vote. However, a group of 10 bipartisan senators are still trying to piece an actual bill together after agreeing on a framework. The push for a vote coming as congressional Democrats are also looking at pushing a more than $3 trillion human infrastructure spending bill through with a budget reconciliation process. Montana Senator Steve Daines says he's not sure about his support for the bipartisan measure. He tells Fox News that he needs to see the pay-fors before he can support it.
How are you going to pay for it? We are $30 trillion in debt. So we're waiting to get clarity on what the pay-fors are for additional spending. We also want to see what the CBO says about it. So that's going to come out here soon. But you know, I just have to make a comment on that $3.5 trillion social infrastructure package. Neil, this is massive. This would be the largest spending bill passed over and above budgets in the history of our country. This is a massive spending bill. It's a massive tax increase. It is a lurch to the left like we've never seen before. Neil, it ought to be very concerning to every American what's going on. And by the way, it just takes one Democrat senator, one, because every Republican is going to be opposed to it. We get one Democrat senator to hopefully bring some common sense and stop this. That's what we are hoping for. But Republicans are completely left out this negotiation.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.